Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, the governor has signed the Medicaid expansion into law. The measure will extend government-sponsored health care to hundreds of thousands of low-income Michiganders through the Federal Affordable Care Act. Tell us who will now qualify under the expansion.
People who are making more than the absolute poverty level, which is not very much, up to 133% of that, which still is not very much. It's about $15,000 a year for a single person and a little over $31,000 for a family of four. It depends on your family size. And so somebody who doesn't have health care, who's making in that range of money, will be able to qualify now for Medicaid. Initially, it'll be about 325,000 people. That'll eventually go up to close to 500,000 people who don't have health insurance who now be insured.
What are some of the other changes that will happen under the expansion?
Well, one thing that, of course, was very controversial was that the Senate refused to give this law immediate effect, meaning that instead of taking effect in January, when the federal government makes it available, it won't happen until April. This will cost the state of Michigan about $630 million. And because of what's being called Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Wellness Act, they're liable to have to pay a fine unless that's waived. These folks have to have health insurance, and they'd be fined, as I understand it, up to $95 a month. It's not clear whether that'll be waived, however, because they're coming online. But we also should mention that Michigan has to pay for none of this until 2017 and never will have to pay for more than 10% of it. So economically, it's a very good deal for the state of Michigan, which is why the governor was so strongly pushing it.
In other news today, Jack, the FBI released the latest violent crime data for 2012, and Flint and Detroit topped the list of cities nationwide. Detroit did see an overall decrease in violent crimes between 2011 and 2012. Flint saw an increase. What does this tell you about where our cities are at?
Well, it's certainly alarming. Of course, these are reported crimes, and in Detroit, the situation is so hopeless now, it takes the police an hour to come, even when you've been murdered, that some people just aren't reporting a lot of crime. So this is just reported crime, but it's clear that both these cities have a problem. Over the years, I've many times asked criminologists, how do you address it? And they say, basically, there's three things. You need more jobs, you need more cops on the street, and you need fewer guns available.
Well, in Detroit, Jack, the mediation portion of the city's bankruptcy process began yesterday. The city and its creditors are trying to find some common ground outside of court. How will this affect the overall bankruptcy filing?
It may either speed it or retard it. What's happened is there's a federal judge, Gerald Rosen, who's been put in charge of mediation. He's named five other people, four judges, as the mediators. And what they want to do is get the creditors together with people in the city to sort of make a deal. Now, the creditors, of course, want the best they can for the people who are owed money. This especially isn't true in the case of bonds. Bonds are supposed to be very safe investments. Well, in the case of Detroit, it turns out they're not. A lot of this will turn on whether the creditors think they can get more money this way or by going through a bankruptcy process where it's all sort of a gamble. Also, if they were to settle now or in the near future, they would get the money, whatever money they're going to get, a lot faster probably than going through a bankruptcy process. But it's not at all clear to what extent this will be successful. It's very likely some creditors will just say, well, we're going to wait and see how well we can do out of bankruptcy.
All right, Jack. As always, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.